Right now, we're working on the east side of the, the west side of the building, and we've just almost finished ripping the roof off there, and we'll be starting on the east side today. And so, from the parking lot or the lawn, they can get an excellent idea of what kind of work we're doing.
Well, you know, Larry, you are holding in your hand one of your pieces of protective equipment, official restoration work team hard hats.
Yeah, I brought it along today because I wanted to talk just a little bit about what I've seen in Sitka and how this hard hat is a symbol of the dedication and unity of not only the interns that are here volunteering, who came on their own dime to participate in rebuilding a part of your home, but it also represents all of the volunteer hours that are been committed since 2011 when you took over the city. You know, Sitka is very unique in that it has 7 historic register sites. The campus was built in the 1911 or so. It's frozen the architecture of the time, whereas the rest of the city has evolved, but Sheldon Jackson campus looks very much as it originally did. If you look at other cities in the U.S., such as the New York City, you know, one of the symbols is the Empire State Building, but it wasn't built until 1929 through 1931. Sheldon Jackson campus is an extremely unique building and complex.
If I can wax philosophical just a minute more, I think it's a wonderful image. 26 young people on the roof of a building that for generations was part of a campus that housed so many young people themselves. I just think it's very poetic.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Larry Jackson, crew leader of the Historic Restoration Team for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's laundry building project. Stephanie Gilardi is one of the interns working on the building. Lisa Huang is with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.